Hi, everyone. I'm Jenna Millie with Screenwriting U, and I'm here today with Jeremy Sisto to talk about his feature film, Breakpoint, which is about a very cocky former tennis pro who, in his 30s, decides he wants to win the Open, and the best way for him to do that is to re-team with his mild-mannered brother. Very funny movie.
Hi.
Hey, Jeremy. So good to talk to you.
You too.
Yeah, this movie is so funny. I loved it so much. I really thought it was so cool. How did you get this idea? Do you play tennis? What a great character.
Yeah. Well, you know, Gene Hong, the writer that we co-wrote the story together, we are friends, and we used to, we used to play tennis together, just sort of casually. Neither of us was exceptional, but we, enjoyed being out there, and we were very competitive despite our lack of technique. But we would also talk about movies, and we both recognized that there was a lapse in the film index where a great sports dramedy, tennis dramedy, should exist. And so, a couple of years after we stopped playing tennis, I went back to him, and that's how it came about. And then the character of Jimmy, I think we both sort of recognized that within the sport of tennis there is a certain behavior, certain manners you have to follow to respect the game, and to have a character in there that sort of notoriously didn't was a really good opportunity for comedic inappropriateness or awkward, embarrassing moments. Yeah, Jimmy came from.
Well, it reminds me of John McEnroe. I'm sure you thought of that. It's just growing up in the 80s. I love that character. And the crazy thing about it is, that you always have these notes in Hollywood how your character has to be liked, well liked. But this guy is so self-absorbed. He's just like focused on tennis and only about what he wants to do. He doesn't seem to notice his brother or anybody around him. Why do you think you rally for him? Because I was like, oh yeah, he could be so great if he would just change. And I think that is really the thing that every writer tries to get into their script. And I'm like, how did you do that? Was it with the comedy, or how did you make him likable even though he's kind of despicable when the movie starts?
Well, I would say that the relationship with Barry, a big thing to do with that, is sort of essential in answering that question. And basically, it reveals Jimmy's true nature underneath his, underneath his underneath his way of operating, wherein he says whatever he wants and doesn't have a filter and enjoys bucking the system and going against the norm. Underneath that is the heart. Underneath that is a caring person and somebody. And I feel that we we both recognize that I could bring that to the character without in between the words and in the way I said the lines. And so that when it was revealed through, his caring act of telling Barry that he shouldn't feel guilty about his mom leaving, and teaching him to be a man, that he really does have more to him than, his actions have previously or would previously show.
Yeah, very textured character. Really, I thought it was really well done. And the dialogue, I don't know if you improvised a lot or if this was written, but it's so funny. There's so many funny lines like Abercrombie and douche. I just thought that made me laugh out loud. And then he goes, keep staring me down, Facebook. I was like, these are genius nuggets. Were those yours, or did you guys brainstorm on how to give? I mean, says the funniest stuff.
Yeah, totally. I mean, so we, me and Gene, hashed out the story together. Then he wrote a first draft, and then we spend maybe 4 years at a couple different companies doing rewrites, and throughout that time, some of the best stuff. Gene wrote the hot tub scene, you know, maybe 3 years into developing it. Arguably one of the best scenes in the movie, and so that's the good thing about having something in development for so long is the more times you come up with a funny line, the more times you go over it, the more opportunities you have to see it in a different way and find something funny. So, by the time we made it, it was pretty littered with funny things. Gene is a very funny dude. I can be funny at times. there's a lot of people involved that, given the right opportunity, can put something really unique and specific in a comedic way into the film, and that's exactly what happened. And of course, like any film, there's a whole bunch of stuff that we had to cut out that was very funny too. But ultimately, I'm pretty happy with the balance of kind of comedic versus more grounded real life drama stuff.
Well, I think that's why, it's such a great movie, because you have, when you have the grounded stuff, then the jokes kind of pop, and you don't have what some writers call writing to the joke. It's like you think of the joke first, and then you try to keep that in, and then it starts messing up the scene and the flow of everything because you want to keep your joke. It's better to write the jokes later. But what I'd love to hear about what you think about writing. This is your first feature. How has the process been for you? Is this something you've always wanted to do, or do you want to continue writing features?
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure. I mean, I have continued writing, and I have stuff, but I think inherently inherently, I get a little confused if I spend too much time on the page. I think I'm more, of an actor director type personality where I need it up on its feet. I need to see the world. I need to find it in the moment. Find it, I'm used to coming onto a set and allowing a scene to to change given what's. I mean, one of the things that was really nice about this shoot was, just to be able to be on the creative end of it was something I'm not used to, obviously. And I remember early on, first couple of days, I believe, we shot the scene that takes place in the diner or the restaurant with three of us, or the four of us, with JK and Smart and me and David. And when we read the scene in there, a scene that we had for a long time and hadn't changed much, it just didn't feel like enough, and it felt like a shame to have these actors there. And so we sat down and wrote a scene out, and then we improv'd a bunch of stuff, and that was the whole elephant trunk stuff, and those opportunities were amazing. And if you are writing when you're doing that. And the best parts of writing for me is when me and Gene are sitting around and coming up with funny lines and coming up with dynamics that work. That said, I do have a script that I'm working on my own, and I have a number of scripts I'm working on with other people. So it's obviously a craft that it's a craft I'm enamored with. I think is one way to say it. I'm enamored with screenwriters. And I kind of marvel at sort of the eloquence of it and the restraint that it takes to reveal exactly how much you need to reveal in order to not feel like the kind of restraint it takes to write a screenplay where you are revealing just enough information and just enough character to allow the director and the cast and everyone involved to really understand the world, while also allowing for all of those other departments to story.
So hard to do. Yeah.
It's really hard to do. It really is hard to do. And it's, in a way, it's a kind of a selfless thing. And I think TV has changed that for writers because they have become much more producers. But for still in film, there is something very, very selfless about it in a way. And yet, so, to have a good screenplay where the structure and the bones are just undebatable, they're just there. There's nothing like that.
Has this changed how you look, you know, when you get cast in a role and you get a script and you're acting? Do you change, you know, have you changed how you look at scripts when they're written by someone else?
I mean, you know, while I was developing this and trying to get it made, you know, there were many other projects that I was developing and many did get made. And yeah, so I think in all that time, and some did get made, and in all that time, I've learned a lot more about, you know, movies than I'd ever known before. But as far as getting a script and having, it definitely does help me understand whether a script's structure is solid and stuff like that. But I still find that a challenge as well. I still have some trouble reading a script and really being able to see whether or not the film is going to work. Well, because oftentimes great scripts don't translate. So it is a blueprint in many ways. But in some ways it kind of confirmed some sort of other thoughts that I've had, which is that, you know, a great screenplay is completely necessary, but it is something that can be ruined and can be, and so I think the overall experience has just made me kind of realize how many, with all the effort it takes to get these things made, there are so many opportunities to stumble and to lose track of, you know, the story that you want to tell.
Oh my gosh, for sure. It's so tough. And just for someone out there that's a beginner, you know, because you're an experienced actor, usually I talk to writers, so it's so great to talk to an actor or someone who's going to be the person reading your script. Do you have any advice for, you know, a young writer out there? What helps you respond to a script, or you can do to make actors interested in their material?
I would really love a movement to happen where we just lose the word interior and exterior, and there's a second script for when we go into production. And I get so frustrated just with the structure of reading a script, and I read a Derek Jarman script once that was, you know, was awesome. Each scene was on one page, and it just said what happens. And I don't know, I've heard of scripts that have been written in first person and stuff like that, and obviously that's not great advice. Personally, I would love if there was a bit of a movement in the screenwriting world where there was more freedom allowed for the screenwriter to, you know, find their own voice just in how it's laid out.
Yeah, it seems like it's so strict. You know, you have to have so many things right.
I totally get that for, you know, when you go make the movie. But what does it hurt for the people reading it? You know, what does it hurt if you kind of describe it in a more, you know, and many screenplays are beautiful to read like that. But honestly, it's just that interior room day. It just kills me. I don't know why. I don't want to read it, but I have to. I don't know. It's probably some personal issue of myself that I
no,
deal with. But
how many scripts do you read, like a week or a month? Like how many other people's other material do you look at? Just curious.
Not too much, really. I mean, I like I said, for me, it takes a lot of time to read a script because I have to kind of read it twice. I've got it. You know, it's not really easy for me to visualize a thing. I have to kind of get the whole scope of what's going on, and then I have to go back and try to figure. Because all you get is kind of names, and you know, oftentimes the description of the characters are intentionally sort of vague and just with a couple of key things. And so for me, it takes a long time to kind of like, it's not like a novel. Novels I can rip through, and I enjoy reading in a different way.
Right.
To visualize.
Well, that's
so. But with screenplays, I try not to read too many unless it's something that I get to be a part of, you know. Because if I'm a part of it, then it's great. I love to tear it apart and try to understand and get behind it. But if it's something like, a lot of times agents will send you scripts for something that you might audition for, and I'm like, I really, I don't know if I need to do that, because if anything, it'll make me super excited, and I don't even know if they'd like me for it.
Man, it's so tough. Well, I just have one more question, which is, what is your favorite scene in this movie? Just getting people excited about the film. I absolutely loved it. I'm going to tell everybody to go see it. And besides the hot tub scene, what was like your favorite when you were filming or writing?
Yeah, I mean, there's something about obviously the Barry Jimmy storyline, the back of the car and the hot tub is you know, arguably the most, you know, poignant scenes and funny scenes in the movie. But for my character, I like this weird montage that exists where I'm asking all these players to partner with me, and you know, and one of them reminds me that I kind of turned him in for selling weed to me,
it's awesome.
And, somebody else is joining, another guy is joining a country club, and I'm like, why are you doing that? It just gets to the real heart of what this movie is of a guy who is not ready to, you know, to grow up. He's not ready to accept his mortality and kind of transition to the next stage of life. And it's heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking to me, probably because that's kind of what I was going through for the last, you know, 7-8 years, you know, since I got married, started having kids. It's, you know, it's that same thing that I think everyone kind of has to, some people have an easier time, but, you know, a lot of us, it's definitely a transition that, that takes some time.
Yeah. Getting older. Well, thank you so much. I have to say, I loved you in Clueless. I just have to do a shout out to Elton. And I'd love to talk to you for your next project. So hopefully we can chat again about your next feature. Can't wait to see it. You know how it comes out.
Thank you so much, Jenna.
Thank you. Okay. Take care. Bye.
Bye.